Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I masturbate 2 to 3 times a day. My girlfriend and I have a long-distance relationship, so my libido seems quite high. Is it normal to masturbate so often?
There is no one frequency of sex that's considered normal, and masturbating 2 to 3 times a day is certainly within the typical frequency of sex that's reported by young men who are about your age. People tend to masturbate more often when they're feeling highly aroused or sexually excited, whether or not they have a partner or in a relationship. In your case, you are in a relationship with a woman, but she's not physically near you. Perhaps you talk to her on the phone, text each other, or just think about her and feel sexually aroused. And then maybe at times you decide to masturbate to release any sexual tension you may have because it feels pleasurable, because you enjoy fantasizing about your girlfriend, or to help yourself fall asleep. There are many different reasons why men and women masturbate. Some couples even masturbate together. In long-distance relationships, some couples enjoy participating in phone sex in which they talk about their sexual fantasies or what they wish they could do together. Other times, couples tell each other about how they may have masturbated earlier in the day or the previous night thinking about their partner. Fortunately, masturbation is not bad for a person's health. Masturbation can help people to feel calm or relaxed, and it can also just be a lot of fun, whether it's done alone or with a partner. To learn more about masturbation, check out The Big Book of Masturbation. To learn more about solo masturbation, partnered masturbation, or different types of sex play with a partner, check out The Guide to Getting It On. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.